Welcome to Aviation Consumers' continuing podcast series on the world of aviation products and services. This month, Aviation Consumer takes a hard look at the light sport aircraft sector. AvWeb's Russ Niles caught up with Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association Chairman Dan Johnson on location at EAA Air Venture at Oshkosh after Cirrus and Cessna had both just announced their entry into the light sport aircraft market. And he talks about the impact of those announcements on the industry. Here's Russ.
Talking to Dan Johnson, Chairman of the Light Aircraft Manufacturing Association, about light sport aircraft and an incredible week for light sport aircraft here at Oshkosh.
Very exciting time here at Air Venture 2007 with an expected announcement from Cessna, and yet we got to see their new Skycatcher. That's very exciting, and the number of orders they're taking, but also a new announcement, somewhat unexpected at least, from Cirrus and their import of the FK-14 Polaris from Germany.
What does this do for LSA, the sector in general?
Well, we have now a total of 55, just increased by one more last Friday, special light sport aircraft that have been approved under the ASTM specifications. Despite all of that, some of our leaders have retained a good solid share, and most of them are thrilled about Cessna and Cirrus coming in. They're not threatened by it. They feel this is a positive thing, partly because both of those companies have a little while before they'll actually start selling, but the validation that each of them represent is going to sweep everyone along faster. In fact, listening to the folks at their flight design press conference today, they said, "I hope Cessna and Cirrus can keep up." A brave statement, but nonetheless showing that they're confident about their future.
So what does it do for the market in general? Both big companies are saying that they're after the training market. There's still a huge other market out there, too.
Well, there's a couple of other markets. One's the one that we have been selling to all along has been the so-called gray hair guy who is either at the end of his flying career, which is actually a great many of them, and some of them worried about their medical. Of course, that's part of it because of the medical advantage that we have with the sport pilot certificate or being able to use those privileges with a higher certificate. An increasing part of the market now will be the younger people that we all know we need to attract and hope to attract, because now we have affordable airplanes that operate efficiently from a fuel standpoint. They're attractive to look at. They have the latest technologies in the panels. Their price points are places where people in their 30s and 40s and even younger can actually afford to get into these airplanes. They can rent these airplanes for modest costs. That makes it interesting for FBOs. There's a world of opportunity, and while we had lots of great airplanes in general aviation, we were somewhat unapproachable. The first rung of the ladder was out of reach for lots of Americans. Now, we need to do a lot better at learning how to market to them as all of aviation, but LSA and Sport Pilot, Light Sport Aircraft and the Sport Pilot Certificate become the new entry point and is much more accessible. And with companies like Cessna and Cirrus throwing their weight behind it, I'm hopeful that all of aviation can use those tools, those pieces of equipment, those airplanes, and the certificate to really see if we can't reverse these declining trends we're seeing in aviation.
What about service parts, the whole infrastructure that goes into creating an industry like this? Cirrus and Cessna will do their thing. What about the other players in the marketplace?
Some of the highest concentration of effort has been to build the market infrastructure, and this is without Cessna and Cirrus. This is the other leaders like Flight Design, like Evector, like Sting Sport, American Legend, and some of our other leading companies are all out working night and day, not just to sell airplanes. Of course, they want to do that too, but they know they need places to go when people show an interest in this activity. When somebody says, gee, I'd like to go get my sport pilot license and I'd like to do that in the new LSA, there's not enough places for them to go now. And there's a lot of vigorous effort in that direction. Now, with Cessna and their incredible market capabilities with 300 Cessna pilot centers and Cirrus and their wonderful factory direct outreach programs, we've got just a lot of new inertia toward that. There'll be more and more of the established fixed base operators, I believe, that will start to show an interest in this, not because they didn't have it before, but because they just weren't sure of where the market was headed. Some of that has now been answered with the entry of Cessna and Cirrus into this game.
A year ago, I don't think we could have said this, but we're going to say it today. LSA is here to stay, right, Dan?
LSA is absolutely here to stay and looking stronger and better than it ever has. It's a very exciting time. I've been in aviation 40 years. I've seen a lot of good ideas come and too many of them go because they just weren't the right combination. With that history behind me, I now look at this new activity, a good combination, the best one, taking up from the ashes of wrecked pilot and primary aircraft that just didn't work. We have now a very workable program, and it's starting to proliferate quickly, and that's very exciting.
Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association Chairman Dan Johnson. To find out more, read the complete article in this month's issue of Aviation Consumer. You can find them online at aviationconsumer.com. You've been listening to Aviation Consumer's continuing podcast series on the world of aviation products and services. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Thanks for listening.